What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All my folks, man, I love y'all.
Oh, shit.
I normally don't do no need for speed type shit, but hey, man, I'm doing it for the team. I love y'all.
Oh. I'm about to get this car with Matt.
All the smoke, takeover, NASCAR, Moneyline, we're out here in Las Vegas. All right, kiss your ass goodbye, Jack. Hey.
We make sure that the teams know their pit road speeds, so we help them establish that with this car.
Okay.
The 45's too slow, right?
Absolutely. We got to get up over 100.
Okay, over 100.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
A yellow line right there. They be going as fast as they can, and when they come off, it's a yellow line. They gotta be going 45 miles right when they get off the track, when they get to that line, bro. That's a penalty. That's crazy.
Back in Vegas, it's always fun. Jack was scared to get in the pace car, but
somebody called my wife.
But I did hopped it. In and he was cool, had a good time. But no, we're excited, man. NASCAR, something new for both of us. Great experience. Looking forward to meeting Bubba and enjoying the weekend festivities.
Honored.
All the smoke. NASCAR. Moneyline. It's a movie.
What's up, guys?
We have Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, former NBA players. And now you guys have a massive podcast, All the Smoke. It's one of the biggest sports broadcasts out there right now. It's an honor to have you guys here.
Thank
on the
you guys
Ice
so
Coffee
much
hour.
For coming.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Invited into the home. We feel special.
If you guys were to say top three athletes to ever exist,
top three athletes to ever exist.
Yep.
I'm going Muhammad Ali, Serena Williams, Michael Jordan.
Say LeBron James.
You can say it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Don't.
It's not your show.
Not your show.
No,
it's not your show. He said it's not your show.
We can edit that out. We can edit that. Say Tiger Woods.
Because I'm a golfer, so I say Tiger.
Okay.
LeBron, Tiger,
and number one.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady,
number one. He's just in the mix.
Okay.
You got to think too. I mean, you think like Bo Jackson, professional athlete in two real sports. Deion Sanders, professional athlete. I mean, those are, you know, the list is tough. You know, and then some people say Jim Brown, Jim Thorpe. Mm. You know, there's a lot of tremendous athletes.
What's it like getting a deal, getting your first, you know, bonus?
How does that money work? You guys know GQ, My First Million?
I've seen, yeah.
Let's reenact a little bit of what you guys did with your first million.
Like, what was the first signing check? What's the process like?
Yeah, my first, you know, I was a guy that came in on minimum deals, you know what I mean? So my deals were 300, 400, 500,000, you know, the first few years. And to be honest with you, at the end of every summer, I was broke, you know, because, you know, financial literacy is something that's talked about often now, but you think late 90s, early 2000s, it wasn't talked about. You know, we talked about houses, cars, jewelry, women, everything, but, you know, how to save what we're all working for. So, with no background, I came from food stamps and drugs. So I didn't really have any kind of representation that showed me, you know, okay, we'll put this away and save this and do this, invest this. So like Jack said, when it came in, it went out even faster. So it took me about maybe going into year 4 or 5, maybe, to really start understanding, okay, I'm going to get this amount and put this aside.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us, man. Thanks for having us, man. Thanks for having us, bro. Thanks for having us, bro.
All the smoke, Vegas takeover. Just locked in with our brothers from Ice Coffee. Shout out to them, man. Great podcast. Learning how to diversify your money, make some money, save some money.
Shout out Moneyline.
Learn how to money. Shout out Moneyline in the building. We're in Vegas, man.
We love them because they pay us.
All the smoke takeover Las Vegas. Shout out Moneyline. We're in the Blue Wire studio at the Wynn Hotel.
We got my brother Jack. Hey. And I think we might have officially made it right here because we got something I've been wanting to get since I thought of the show, but we finally got him here. You ready for him? There he is.
What up?
Bubba Wallace. Ah. Bubba, man, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, man.
How'd you get into racing cars?
I was 9 and you know, ever since living in Concord, it was just, you know, all about having fun, no responsibilities. And the next thing you know, you get into racing and you climb the ladder. And next thing you know, it was like we would race in one series, get really good at it, move to the next one, get really good at it, keep moving, moving, moving. And the next thing you know, it's like, hey, NASCAR's next. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Let's keep going.
That's so dope. Can you tell us any stories you had, run-ins with MJ?
MJ. I thought it was really cool of how it all came about. Denny went down to play at the Grove and he texts me. He's like, hey, what are you doing at 6:30? I was like, nothing, sit on the couch. He's like, all right, I'm call you. So I'm sitting there 6:30, 6:45. Denny's notoriously late, 6:45, 7 o'clock rolls around. He calls me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, sit on the couch. He's like, here, somebody wants to talk to you. And it was MJ. This is my first time ever talking to MJ. And he said, hey, we do this deal, there ain't no more running in the back. Like,
all right,
digging at me. And I'm like, off the rip. Shit. All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Okay. So I thought that was pretty special. But MJ, man, he's competitive and loves to poke the bear and bet against you. And just to motivate you.
Yeah.
And he'll like in the moment, he's you know, joking around and hey, I'll bet against you here. But then he'll pull you to the side and he's like, you know what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. And then it get results and he'll be like, told you.
Once again, Bubba Wallace, big shout out, Moneyline.
Peace.
He's my favorite person. I might give you this. This is the most important part. Yeah. Okay, because I'm partnering with Moneyline to give away two pairs to the audience. Rocky Mocha Jordan 1s.
Nice.
Taxi Jordan 1s.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, both of ours?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take one.
We'll come up with a way.
Yes, sir. All right.
How did you come up with that?
It's a challenge.
This is serious. I love it. They all got J's in the pit. MJ, how you doing, man? Man, I'm chilling, man. This NASCAR shit is a dope experience, man. We appreciate you guys, you know, allowing us to be a part of it. I know Jack already told you we need you on the show at some point, OG. I hear that.
I'm still kind of in awe because every time I talk to Mike or see Mike, I'm like a kid in the candy store. But, you know, for MJ to know that we interested in this sport, you know what I'm saying? And MJ will be on All the Smoke soon. I can say that too. But just to hear from the GOAT, man, to get a call from him is great. But yeah, we in this space now. Take it or leave it. NASCAR, All the Smoke.
MJ just texted me.
Oh, damn. So I go, we got to connect.
What did he say? Me
and him talked about that yesterday.
I said, I feel like we accomplished something.
That's it. Yeah. Say, all I got to do.
Talk to him.
All I got to do.
That's dope.
My God.
Now, see if you can finish up and get him on our show.
Yeah, he texted me. We all good. We all good. The GOAT texted me. We all good. We good.
The top 10 advanced to the final round, and then you got to really just go after it.
Yeah.
So this is the worst part of the driver for the weekend right now.
Oh, okay. This second to final 10?
Yep. Bubba didn't quite get the lap. We're hoping for a 29.4-ish. We think Bull will be a 3.
Yeah.
3. He ran a 0.6.
What, fourth or fifth?
I think we'll end up eighth.
Eighth?
Yeah, let's see. The kid just ran a 52. Right now he's fifth. Beat one guy. Yeah, we'll beat one guy. Man, they just brought some fucking horsepower.
Did they?
Yeah, they sound like.
Hey, we get on the phone with one goat. Now we're getting escorted by another goat.
What a day. I'll be your bouncer,
too. MJ didn't call me. Now we're getting escorted by another goat, man. What's going on, man?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go, I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get, do you? So I'm pretty sure you get the boxes too. Jordan's every other month.
Dude, they
so much shit, right? I love it.
It's like 50 pairs of 10 and a half.
I love it.
Well, we appreciate you having us in here. So explain to us a little bit what it is. We had to duck our heads even coming in here. So what is this, like a locker room?
So this is our race shop on wheels.
Okay.
So the hauler goes to all the races. And we actually have 6 truck drivers now.
We are surprised. There's a lot of diversity in this that people, unless you're a real fan, you don't know. Like,
yeah, it's just kind of like a unknown factor.
Right.
Like it's there. Yeah,
it's right. Definitely, it's definitely here.
And it's from all over.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not just, you know, the states. There's people it's coming good. From Europe now.
I love it.
That are fed up with like F1 stuff or sports car stuff. There's
come to
a lot
NASCAR. You told us a cool story, if you mind resharing it, about Kobe. You went to a game in Charlotte one time, and tell us a little bit about the story you were telling us before we got on camera.
That's what's like fourth quarter moments.
Right.
Right. That's in NASCAR, we have 3 stages in our race. So the final stage is the who's who. Like, that's how you win. And you have to perform when the track's rubbered in. Mm-hmm. It's usually the slickest at that point. You know, you're fatigued. It's been a long day, but you gotta find that fourth quarter mm-hmm. moment. And yeah, I was at a Bobcat game, I don't know, it's like a decade ago. Kobe had 2 points on the board.
I wasn't on that team, by the way. Let me say that.
Yeah, I mean, we're all there like, what the hell's going on? Maybe he just had an off night.
Right.
So 6 minutes to go, I'll remember vividly. He has 2 points, fourth quarter. The Bobcats were up by 20. At the end of the game, Kobe's got like 26 points and the Lakers win. And it's just like,
what the fuck?
That's that fourth quarter, right. Like, this is how it works.
That's really dope.
That's the show, and that's...
That fourth quarter, yeah. Well, Kurt, man, we appreciate you.
No, I'm glad you guys are here,
pleasure.
Man.
It's, you pleasure. Know, it was an
thanks,
awesome
man.
Experience.
Appreciate
We're looking
you.
Forward to the race tomorrow, but, you know, best of luck with your health getting back, and, man.
Thanks,
fans.
Thanks,
the
goal.
Big thanks to the 2311 team, Kurt Busch. We just went inside the hauler, got a chance to sit down and talk to him.
Shout out to Steve-O.
Steve, everyone who made it happen, we appreciate you guys. Moneyline, NASCAR.
Jeff.
Man, just excited. The more we continue to learn, the more excited I am about the big race tomorrow. You know, got a chance to sit down with Bubba yesterday. Kurt today. I mean, Jack and Doe. I mean, you talked to him. We talked to MJ earlier.
MJ Carr, shout out to our little brother Ty Gibbs.
Yeah.
Shout out to we talked to him today too. It's just been a movie, man, a great experience. And what we all need to know and what we need to tell the people.
Yeah.
You gotta see the diversity here.
There's a lot of diversity
unbelievable.
In this sport.
It's,
yeah.
And it's some
surprised us.
Some good money here too.
Yeah, some good, real good money. Make some good money being around the sport. So excited, man. We're about to go back right now, do a little bit of golfing at the Wynn. Kick our feet up and then come back for the race tomorrow, man. So you guys stay locked in. All the Smoke, NASCAR, Las Vegas, Moneyline Takeover.
2311.
2311
in
the building. Game day, man. It's Sunday, final day, race day. You know, we've had a great 2 days here. Pace car on Friday. Started learning about it. Spark Jack's mind. Now he's a fucking NASCAR guru. Ask him anything he knows. Yesterday, we got to sit down with Kurt Busch, see the qualifying times, and now we're here, man. You ready?
Gotta do it.
Moneyline. Rah!
My guy,
you big time.
Think I wasn't gonna make it?
Look at y'all geared up.
Here.
How are you?
How
are
you?
Good.
Good, 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 good.
Good, good, good.
Shout out to the 2311 family. Well, all we do is win. MJ's not involved in anything if we don't win. Shout out to Denny Hamlin. Shout out to Kurt. Shout out to Ty Gibbs and Bubba. Let's get it. That's our car. You see the car? And it got 2311 on it.
what's your game? With, I mean, this is game day. So what is your day normally like on this?
Yeah. So like right now, and yeah, we usually have a meet and greets and stuff. Like we have one or two pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And then we'll head over to our team meeting, and I go back, and then I kind of get ready and have probably a big carb load there, and then go back out and race.
Do you have your time where you're just by yourself?
Yeah, that's when I go back. Okay. I enjoy being by myself most of the time anyways. I feel like that's how like all athletes are with with as much stuff going on as
there is.
That's
what we were talking about. I mean, although I'm sure the fans and the sponsors love it, but like I couldn't imagine as an NBA player, like you can really have access to me right up until I drive.
A change for me. I feel like it's the biggest thing for me, right. Especially in the highest level. I feel like it's just like having everybody on top of you. Like, I think that's something that's definitely changed that I'm happy coping with, but I feel like it's been good. It's been
hard. You got to do your homework first. For sure. Yep. Be set, and then you still have the meet and greets and things, but national anthem, that's finally. Like, that's game
time. To lock in.
That's when I was always zoned in. Like, national anthem, I kind of don't hear it sometimes. It's just like, boom, race mode. But yeah, with us in NASCAR, like, we're always out there with the fans or different moments for photos and things. Like, it's just,
which is great.
It's not like any other sport.
They guarantee to come back out.
So you have to lock, especially for your guys' sport. I mean, your focus is, I mean, all sports is important, but your focus here could be life or death. You know what I mean? So to me, it's just like, when I heard that, like, they really have, like, you guys don't have really a lot of your own time right before the race. It's like, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's just compartmentalizing and just separating it.
Yeah.
I like that word.
Compartmentalize. Talk about that in therapy. You'll get there one day.
We have something in common.
Yeah.
What's that? Y'all Team George. You don't want to hear that. I just got to ask you the same question I asked OG.
Yeah.
How you feel about getting boxes and having shoes just show up at the house all the time?
Well, so growing up as a big, I grew up in the city in Charlotte, so I grew up with, you know, all the shoes and everything. So I was like, you know, I always want to get my hands on some Jordans, and so be able to, you know, race
get
for my
three.
Game. Yeah, be able to, yeah, and that's the coolest thing. I feel like a lot of support from them, but it's super cool. I got a great collection now. It's getting better.
Every week
is getting better.
It's gonna fit. It's gonna fit.
If you want to talk about
you to work, you know, I'm ready to go to work.
To sign up, feel
let's
free.
Go.
See, I want to.
It's really cool. I just signed.
You need to get back down there.
It's my signing day. It's gonna fit. It's gonna fit. It's gonna fit.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Good luck today, guys. Appreciate it. Sure.
Dion, man, welcome. Or actually, we're in your space now.
Another GOAT.
We appreciate you welcoming us. You go by Rocco. How did you find the NASCAR sport?
Career Services at Wake Forest University, athletic department. You know, they happened to be in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, I was a big dude in Winston, got a lot of attention playing football. Little 5'5" race car driver in Winston said, hey, dude, you know, he met me. He's like, I love Wake Forest football. That's how it started, because he said, will you go to the racetrack with me? Mm. And I said, why? Just come with me. Didn't know what he was talking about. Little Bobby Canales in Winston-Salem. He brought me to the racetrack because he was racing that night. And he was planning to wreck two or three guys. And he needed me to walk behind him when he goes to the haulers or when they come to him.
Right.
So when he wrecked them and they came at him, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, and I'm standing like this.
Change your mind.
They changed their mind.
Shit.
Then that turned into, have you ever thought about doing pit crews?
I heard you were, if not the, one of the best in the pits.
That's relatively speaking for my time. Look what I was competing against.
Right.
When I came in, I was 24 years old, 250, 37-inch vert, prime condition. So I'm competing against guys who were mechanics their whole life, worked on cars, smoked cigarettes, never worked out, drank all day, but they were awesome at what they did within their competition. So, yes, I did have an advantage competing against guys like that. But over time, we changed the game to the point where the attention to detail that I felt like I could put on performance and that I demanded not only from myself, but from my teammates, because you had to teach them how to be a team.
Right.
And then once you get on your first team that you have a chance to win, it changes the game. Because anybody can pit a car when it doesn't matter. But when everything's on the line,
seconds
are on the line, and positions in racing, you're not only costing your team money and status, but at the end of the day, repeated mistakes are not tolerated in this sport.
You're also an on-air personality now for NASCAR. Can you talk to us about your weekly show?
Yes, I have a show, Feet on the Ground. That's how it starts off.
Started from going to the race with somebody. Now you got your own show on, man. NASCAR. That's crazy.
Come on, man.
Well, dude, this has to be seen. Long story short, how are we going to validate what we're preaching if you don't see it? That's how I felt. That's what I felt with football, and this is why the show came about, because nobody would believe you until they saw it or till they came to the track. Everybody who did not know NASCAR, once they came to the track, was a fan instantaneously. Then once they saw the pit stop, I knew they loved it.
Well, Rocco, man, we appreciate your time. Continue to inspire. You got two new fans over here. We'll definitely be back.
Yes, sir.
You better be.
Riding with you.
I'm going to be no pushing y'all, texting
y'all. He's ready.
We locked in. Now you're going to see me, Rock.
Well, we appreciate you, man. We'll definitely catch up with you again.
In the pit, 2311. Ready to start. Start your engines. You're about to hear that in a minute.
Women in sports. You've obviously been connected to NASCAR for a long time, but obviously you're starting to see more representation. What does that mean to someone like yourself?
Well, it's great for me to see, because when I started out, there weren't any track presidents that were female. And so if you don't see females in high positions, it's hard to imagine what's out there.
Right.
So it's great for me now that I'm at Sonoma, I can show other women that there's career
aspire
motorsports.
To be that.
You don't just have to be a driver either.
Right.
There's lots of other things you can do.
Well, now, what is you? I mean, you have a lot of responsibility. Can you kind of briefly break that down, what that is to our fans?
Sure. So it's basically anything that's happening on at the track on a given weekend. So you guys are seeing the whole scope here. I mean, it's getting the fans, getting the property ready, getting the fans in and out of here, the drivers, make sure the competitors are in a good spot. But it's probably two halves of the same whole. It's operations.
Mm-hmm.
So how does everything move and get people in and out of here safely? And then it's marketing and selling tickets and making sure that people want to come.
Mm-hmm.
So
how stressful is that on a race-to-race basis? Or are you kind of like a pro and it's more turnkey now? Or is it just still you're pulling out your hair to the last second?
This is all year round.
I think you're kind of pulling out your hair to the last second. I mean, you don't let anybody see that, right?
Right,
you got to make sure everything looks good.
Yeah.
But, I think you're a type A. If you're in this type of business, you want to be out here. So you're always looking for ways to improve. So I come to this race, and I just kind of go around and say, oh, this looks good. We should do this at our track.
Okay.
Like, is somebody doing it better?
Right.
Because it's all about ease of the fan. They can do anything they
Experience,
want. They can spend their time and money with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do that, we want to make sure it's seamless and fun.
Right.
I mean, we're not in the business of doing anything but giving people good time.
So, I hear that. Looking forward to that. Well, Jill, pleasure to meet
awesome.
You. Best of luck. And thank you for having
you guys.
Us.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing each other.
We'll see you guys at pre-race,
Absolutely.
Too,
yes.
Okay.
Las Vegas takeover, all the smoke. NASCAR, Moneyline. Thank you, everyone, for having us. We had a great time, man. Bubba Wallace,
Ty Gibbs, Jonathan Kirk, all the races that came and spent some time with us. Shout out to all the pit crews that came and spent time with us.
We had a blast, man. We will definitely be back. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.